There's got to be an explanation to all these UFO sightings, right? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
It's time for Joyce's Thought of the Day on News Talk 850 WFTL.
Well, if someone should ask you, why do you stay in the state of Florida? And then they try to demean or diminish our governor, Ron DeSantis, you tell them this. Florida governor signed a new law into effect yesterday, eliminating squatters' rights in the state. With all the stories that we've been hearing, this was very comforting. The law increases the penalties for squatting and also makes it easier and quicker for property owners to have squatters evicted from their homes. DeSantis said homes are being invaded in other states and accused the law of siding with squatters. DeSantis referred to squatting as a fad and said the goal was to have the thumb of the law on the scales on the side of property owners. One Florida woman's experience with squatters helped shape the new legislation. She spoke to News Nation about her ordeal. Florida resident Patty Peoples bought a home, refurbished it, and marketed it for rent. But she came to find two women squatting in her investment property who said they had a right to be there because they had a lease. Peoples assumed police would arrest them and remove them from her home, but that isn't what happened. Squatting has become a nationwide issue, including one case where a woman recorded her experience with a series of face-to-face confrontations with squatters. People said the women in her house had rights under Florida law. They were allowed to stay there for at least 20 days until a judge declared them to be in default. The first emotion was just absolute disbelief that a squatter could break into my house and they weren't arrested on the spot for breaking and entering. All the squatter had to do was to pull up a false document, a lease they downloaded off the internet, and that automatically affords them protection under the eyes of the law, people said. Peoples sued to get the women out. It took weeks for the county sheriff to remove them and their possessions. Afterward, Peoples said she found the home trashed with almost $40,000 worth of damage. After the harrowing experience, Peoples testified in front of the Florida Senate, where she implored lawmakers to change the law. There's a migrant influencer who's urging TikTok followers to invade U.S. homes. Her testimony helped shape new legislation protecting property owners' rights so situations like hers don't happen to other people. In Florida, as in many states, squatting is treated as a civil matter that takes time to resolve. But now, Florida's removing squatters' rights, which will allow property owners to get rid of squatters instead of having to go through a formal process to evict them. That's why we love Governor DeSantis. And that's why we live in Florida.
Get Joyce's Thought of the Day anytime. Subscribe to her podcast right now on the all-new 850 app and at 850WFTL.com.